BBC News with Natalia Rolston. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has expressed his anger at the release of a video online which claims one of the Japanese hostages held by Islamic State militants has been killed. Intelligence officials are checking the video, which differs in style and content from announcements of previous murders by the group. Here's Michael Bristow.
The video contains a message that one of the hostages, Haruna Yukawa, has been killed, but the other, Kenji Goto, is still alive. The Japanese government said its release was an outrageous and unforgivable act. It's now trying to find out whether or not its contents are true. Islamic State militants had demanded a ransom of $200 million for the release of the hostages. The deadline for the payment was Friday. That passed with initially no word on the fate of the two Japanese citizens.
Pro-Russia rebels have begun a major offensive against the strategically important government-held city of Mariupol in eastern Ukraine. The local authorities say 30 people died in a series of rocket attacks on the city on Saturday morning. The OSCE Special Monitoring Mission in Ukraine said the rockets came from two areas to the east and northeast of the city, which are controlled by the separatist Donetsk People's Republic. John Spohr, an American who's in Mariupol with his wife and family, witnessed the attacks.
Well, this morning at 9 o'clock, everything was quiet, and then all of a sudden, we started hearing, you know, loud explosions all around our apartment. I mean, the whole building was vibrating. We had bombs hit one of the apartment buildings right in front of ours, and were it not there, it probably would have went in our apartment, in our kitchen or our living room, and taken us out.
The presidential election in Zambia has been won by Edgar Lungu of the governing Patriotic Front. The country's election commission said Mr. Lungu had won just over 48% of the votes. He faced tough competition from the opposition candidate Hakainde Hichilema. Both had promised to improve the education system and create jobs. The Nigerian president, Goodluck Jonathan, has promised to defeat the Boko Haram militant group if he is re-elected next month. Speaking at a campaign rally in the city of Maiduguri, the epicenter of the insurgency, he said he was determined to restore peace in northeast Nigeria. Chris Iwoko reports.
President Jonathan arrived in Maiduguri under very heavy security. The city is in lockdown with a heavy presence of soldiers, some of whom appear well-kitted with brand new rifles. This is the president's second visit to the city in under 2 weeks. Just 2 days ago, suspected insurgents attacked a village a few kilometers from Maiduguri, killing at least 15 people, including the traditional ruler of the village, and setting their houses ablaze.
World News from the BBC. The Speaker of the National Assembly in the Democratic Republic of Congo has said a controversial change to the country's electoral law is to be dropped. It called for a census to be conducted before presidential elections due next year could be held. Opposition groups said it was an attempt by President Joseph Kabila to stay in power as he cannot stand for re-election. After the bill had been approved by the lower house, there were 3 days of protests in the capital, Kinshasa. Argentine investigators are continuing their inquiries into the death of Alberto Nisman, the state prosecutor whose body was discovered hours before he was due to testify before the country's Congress on the bombing of a Jewish cultural centre 20 years ago. Mr. Nisman had accused several senior government figures of involvement in trying to cover up the bombing inquiry, as Vera Davis reports from Buenos Aires.
In the days before his death, Alberto Nisman had admitted to feeling the strain, given the controversy surrounding his report into the 1994 bombing of a Jewish centre in Buenos Aires. But he'd also said he was looking forward to testifying in Congress. Focusing on the last few hours before the state prosecutor's body was found, investigators have spoken at length to his ex-wife, as well as an assistant who reportedly lent Nisman a gun, and to other key witnesses. One question which remains unanswered is whether, as rumoured, the prosecutor dismissed his security team the night before he was killed.
A conservation expert says it will be possible to repair the damage done to the priceless golden funerary mask of the pharaoh Tutankhamun. Speaking at a news conference at the Egyptian Museum in Cairo, Christian Ekman, a German specialist in ancient glass and metal conservation, said that despite the beard being stuck on with glue after an accident, the epoxy adhesive used in the botched repair could be removed and the mask properly restored. World News from the BBC.